pregnant and the ubud is mace, and now a chaya puts her hand inside the womb and she touches the ubud, so it says in the Mishnah that she becomes tamei. I, the ubud and the chaya, kishtei tabois domi, the two tabois inside, and she does become tamei, even though the maga was done inside. You see, a tumah blua could be matama something else with nigi inside it. Become a tamale ubud lechaya. So it's not like we just have shan rabba. So Moses says, no, Omar Rabba says like this, that shani uba and uba is different. Hoyu v'stoifalotze, since the uba, the fetus, is only to go out of the body, so that's not called blua, that's called like it's outside already. That's why if the chaya touches it, she becomes tamei. So Moses asks back, Omar Rabba, uba, stoifalotze, tabois, and stoifalotze, what kind of swear is this? Only an uba, a fetus, is stoifalotze, it's other rabba. The fetus was created there, born there. And a ring of tabas is ain't said what is how could that be? A tabas. Something you swallow doesn't belong there altogether. So how could you tell me that's called ain't seifalotz? Is there anything for sure? That's also called seifalotz. So what should be the difference between two tabois? You say one is not matama, the other one inside. But the uber could be matama the chayi. What should be the difference? Someone says rather Eloah Marovo that Pumpadisoyi Yoda time of Milso. The people in Pumbedisa, they know how to answer this question. Omani, who is it from Pumbedisa? Rabbi Yosef. It's Rabbi Yosef, the one that knows how to answer this. The Yomer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, the Yomer Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, Tumezu Enoi Midivrei Torah, that the Mishnah says, the Chaya becomes Tomei if she touches the Uber inside, Avad is not Midiraisa. Avad, it's only Ela Midivrei Seferim, it's only Midirabonim, you say it. Because midiraisa, since the tumah blue about it's not matama. Smur says, my ain't a midivra terel and midivra seifrim. The light tamer do not say, alib b'di Rebbe Kiva, the yama uba b'mei isha, t'neya. Don't say it's only going according to Rebbe Akiva Shita, el afil Rebbe Shmuel, the yama uba b'mei isha is terel. Still goes about tumah midirabonin, abonin what goes at tumah here, midirabonin. Moore explains, my enoi midivrei Torah elu midivrei seifrim. What does it mean to say it's not midiraisa, but rather it's midivrei seifrim? What do you mean to add by say it's midivrei seifrim? Moore says, the light time would not say that Ali but the Rabbi Kiva, that our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Kiva, Shitarashi says the Yom that he holds, Uba Meis, Shebemei Isha, is Tomei, that it has Tumas Meis on it, Rashi the Dilf Hilkach, I would have thought to say, Mitam Alechayom, that v'chaya, the midwife, puts her hands inside the womb and touches the dead uber. She becomes tamei, the tuma blua mitama, utara blua mitama, visha tara mishum demaga bezistorim he. Don't think that's pshat. That the reason why the ish is tor is because she's based on storim, but rather, the other more says, the loy tema don't say, Ali, but the Rabbi Kiva, that the mission is going according to Rabbi Kiva Shita. The Yom that he holds Uba, the Meisha Tak is Tomei. And that we just said, Rashi, the reason why the mother's Tomei because it's based on Storm. And the Uba becomes, and the Chai becomes Tomei because she touches it. And there's no din of Tumah Blua. But no, Elo rather, Pshan, the mission is like this. Elo Afilu L'Rabbi Yishmuel. Our mission is going according to Rabbi Yishmuel Shita. The Yom that Yishmuel holds Uba b'meya isha tohor, to the dead uber in the stomach of the mother is still tohor. There's no din tum at all. And if so, why if the chaya touches it, does she become tamei? But here I'll tell you, gozra bo tumah midrabbanan, it's a new tumah midrabbanan. If you touch the chaya, if the chaya touches it inside, there's a new tumah midrabbanan over here. And my time, and what's the reason a bon will make this new gzera, this new din tum here? Rav Oishi, I'll tell you, it's a gzera. We're afraid that maybe the Vlad would stick out his head outside of the Proizdor, that maybe it would have a din leidah. And if the Vlad would stick his head outside, then it would be a leidah. And since it's mace, it would have tumas mace on it. So if even though now it's inside the womb, it didn't come out, it's Xerim Midrabbanim. Rashi says, Xerim Shem Yaitse. The Yamrit Chayi Shaposh the Yodla Meisha. The Nogabuva Mace Torah. If you say she's torn, problem, we have to be afraid sometimes Shavlad would throw out its head. And here it's really kilut, and then it would be Mitama. And still we'll think the Chayim, when she puts his hands inside, she's touching it now, she's Tor. See, if it was Xerim with the Rabbanim, we said at all times, If the Chaya puts the hand inside, she becomes Tomei. The kids of that Shan the Mishnah is only Xavier with the Rabbanon that she's Tomei, but really about it, she should not be Tomei with the Raisa because of the Svar of Tumah Blua. The Gemara says that we hoch, if so, Isha Nami, then why isn't Isha Tomei? What does the Mishnah say the Isha self is Tor? Why don't we say the Isha is also Tomei? Ask Xavier, maybe the Yuba came out already. The Gemara says, no, Isha the Svar is Mageshas Biatzma. An Isha feels she knows herself whether she gave birth or not. If the head comes out, the Isha would know about it, and then she would be. The Uber should become Tummy. Because maybe the head came out already. If it's really true the head came out already, the Isha would have told her. Samara says, no, Trida, that's not a kasha. She's busy. But she's busy giving birth. She's Asuki, the Chavil of a tear with the pains. Therefore, she doesn't tell the Chaya. Therefore, the Chai itself with the Gzeira, she'll touch it maybe even after it had a lady, if the head came out. But by the Isha, there's no Gzeira. Therefore, it's not a theory to what Rabbi said, that Tumah Blua has no din Tumah Nes Midiraisa, and now Mishnah Tzadim Midirabon. Now the Gemara says, where is this Machlokes, my Rabbi Shmuel, my Rabbi Kiva? Where is the Machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva? The Tani will learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'chol Asher Yigah Pnei HaSodom, anything you touch on the field, you become Tumah. So Rashi says, "Apnei Asodim Mash Megoli, what's uncovered, what you can see." So it's called Lohitz. It's coming to exclude Uba B'Mei Isha Adiv Rabbi Shmuel. That an Uba, when it's inside the mother's stomach, has no tumah. Since it's not Begoli, you can't see that it has no tumas meis. Tumas meis is only something that's Begoli you could see, and not if the Uba is inside the mother's stomach. So Rabbi Kiva, Mekiva says, "No, L'Rabba is Goyle B'Doyfe." That's what the pasuk says. Kol Hashiyga Apnei Asodim means to include the Goylil and the doifik of a kever. The Rashi learns gerlu means that the kisei yoren shemais, that's the covering of the coffin of a mace, but also the tomb of a mace. And doifik Rashi learns that daf shenais nebetzidoi, that's the part of the coffin that's put on the side, the mechitzas are put on the side, gives the gerlu of a doifik. Rashi learns it means the coffin itself, it also has tumas mace. But enechnam, it's not a possible to be mamayit, the uber. The Gemara says now, Rabbi Shmuel, contra Rabbi Shmuel, Gerlo of the Doifik, how does he know this? There it says, Hilkos Gemilo, Salachal Mashem Yisainai, that has Tumah of a mace. And the Rashi says, the Chiyosa Kroh, Laitzi Uba, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Potter is coming to him, might see an Uba, has a Tumah of a mace. Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, Uba v'mei isha, Tumeya midiraisi minoli, but how does Rabbi Kiva know, true, there's no miyat, but how does Rabbi Kiva know that an Uba v'mei isha attack his Tumah midiraisa? Like Rashi says, the question is, how does the Kiva know to dash in this way? Why doesn't he use the process better to memayit it? Why don't we say, V'chol HaShiyiga Pnei HaSoda is like Rabbi Shmuel, you have to see it. Why doesn't the Kiva also dash in that way? Why does the Kiva say that Uba Mei Isha attacks Tumeya? So it says, Om Rabbi Ishi Yom HaKrok, as the Pasuk says, Hanogeya B'meis B'nefesh. So a Zeyu Meisha B'nefesh, the Pasuk says, you touch your mace in a nefesh. So where is this case? What's considered a mace? In a nefesh, shalodom, have a yom as a uber b'mei isha. This is the fetus inside the mother's stomach. You see clearly, it still has loch of a mace that has tumas mace on it. For the more of it, sov Rabbi Yishmoel, what does he do with this posik? Haimi boile l'ravi as dam. Ha'bom min ha'mace, shimitama. The chidish shiras ha'mageya b'mace, b'nefesh means, if you just touch a revius of dam that came out of a mace, it also has tumas mace on it. That's the chidish over here. That the rabbis Revias dam abom in a mace, Shematam, Shneman, the Pasuk says, Hanageya b'mace b'nefesh odom. Is a zeil nefesh alodom, Shematama. What's the nefesh of an oven has tumor on it? Have a yom is the revias dam, that's revias dam. That's the Pasuk teaching us. Not an uba b'mei imoi, but rather revias dam has also a tumas mace. For the Kiva the Gemara says the tam, it goes according to his own tam. The yom that he holds, af revias dam, even revias dam, habo mishnei mace shematama b'yoil. Lavdach that comes from one mace, even if you have one revius of dam that comes out of two maceim, it's also matama b'yoil mace. It has tumas oil. The tiny one of this, or kibo imel. Minayin, how do I know to include to say that the revius dam are bo mishnei maceim shematama b'yoil? If you have a revius dam of a mace, even if it came out of two maceim, it's matama b'yoil. Shneim on the Pasuk says, v'yalkol nafshes mace lo yovoi ishtei nefoshos v'shir echad. I'll call nafshes mace, the double lashon plural, nafshes, la yavoi, means to say that shtei nefosh v'shir echad. There's one shir of dam or revi'ah dam came out of two nefosh, two meisim. It has tuma. So therefore, we have the limit over here. The revi'ah dam is tamei from this pasuk. Therefore, the other pasuk we do not need for revi'ah dam. Therefore, rather the pasuk, the pasuk of anageh b'meis benefesh, the Bekita says it means to dashin that an uba b'mei imoy, if it's uba is meis, it has tumas meis. Now the Mishnah says, Behema makasha leila, the behema that's about to give birth, it's the middle of giving birth. For hoitzi uberes yodoi, now the fetus put out its hand, v'chotcho, and the person there cut off its hand, v'yachakach shochtes imoy, and then they go to shech the mother, akash reshchita, salokuris haboset tohorn, that the boser is tohor. Rashi says, Shein behema makabo tumma michayim, the behema is not makabo tumma michayim, and therefore everything is tohor. He made a kosher shechita, so both the behema is tohor, and the uber that's inside is also tohor. Just the piece that's outside, that has the tumas, eva menachay on it, that's like a tumas of an eva menachay. But it's not metama the behema, because the behema was alive, and the behema is alive, it's not makabo tumma. What's going to be shochat to see? Let's say when the hand was taken out, first they shechted the mother, the yachaka chotcha, and then they cut off the hand that's outside. So again, this hand outside. So the locker is here. It's a machlekes. Ha boso magen nevela diver Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that the sheet of the mother did not help for the hand at all. So the hand that's outside has loch of tumas even in a chay has the loch of tumas nevela on it. So when you cut it off now, the animal is dead already. So when you cut it off, it's called a maga, like that hand is touching the boso. Therefore, the boso also becomes tumas, like a rishon l'tuma. It touched the nevela, and it became a rishon l'tuma. That's where Meir Shita, that her boso, the meat of the animal, and of the ubar, are both maga nevela. It's like they touched the nevela. Because this yad, when you cut it off now, it has loch of a nevela, and it's touching the meat inside. The meat is dead already, they made a shita ready, it's makabel tuma. However, the chomer say no. The chomer, they say, maga trefa shruta. No, it has loch of only a trefa shruta. In other words, when the hand was sticking out, true, it has an issa trefa on it. But the maisa, you made a shchita on the mother. The chomer holds the shchita of the mother even helps for this yad enough to take off the tumas nevela. The chlal is not called tumas nevela on this yad. It's a loch of a trefa shruta. That's the chomer shchita. Therefore, everything is tohor. And they say like this, the chomer.